各位兄弟姐妹好。
Brothers, sisters, greeting.
我叫黄家华，是从中国大陆安徽来的。
My name is Huang Jiahua, and I came from Anhui, China.
我来美国已经八九年了。
I also been in the U.S. for 8 or 9 years.
我刚来美国的时候呢，也接触了教会，我喜欢这个。教会里的气氛，喜欢教会里的人。
And when I first came, I also went to church, and I like the atmosphere here, and I also like the people here.
但是刚开始我很难接受这个教会的牧师或者是神父的传道。
But it's really difficult for me to believe, even though there are many pastors or people who are share the gospel with me.
因为像我们这个年纪的人呢，从大陆的经历过那种风风雨雨的年代，所以
Because for us who has experienced the turmoil in China,
所以我们这个已经形成的这个价值观呢，很难被另一种价值观所取代。
So we already formed a value system in our heart, and that's very difficult to be replaced.
我的前妻她是个天主教徒。
And my first wife is a Catholic.
她一出生下来就受洗了。
She was baptized when she was born.
后来我们搬到休斯顿后啊，她就一直上天主教堂。
And after we have moved to Houston, she always go to a Catholic church.
她可是由于这个生活的压力和学习的压力太重，所以我很少见到她这个心中充满喜乐的情况。
Probably because she is always pressured by life and also by the schoolwork. Rarely I see the joy in her.
我太太她是前妻，她是1993年初她就来了美国。她来美国后先读了一个图书馆的 master。
My wife came to the state in 1993, and she came and received a master in librarian science.
她后来因为找工作不好找，又去读computer science master.
And because it wasn't easy to find a job as librarian, so she went and get another master in computer science.
就在这个拿第二个 master 前几个月时间啊，她发现了癌症。
And it's while she was studying for her master in computer science, she found that she has cancer.
从发现到离开我们两个月时间。
It's only 2 months since the time she discovered she has cancer until her pass away.
太辛苦了。后来我这个前妻离开后呢，我也继续上她去过的那个天主教堂，我希望能得到神的帮助。
And after she has left me, I also went to the Catholic church she attended, and I tried to find help and comfort.
但是我后来的处境越来越困难，我多次萌生了就是回国的打算。不是因为我儿子在这边大了，由于儿子的原因，才使我回国的打算呢，就是一次一次的耽搁下来。
And the situation in life.Wasn't any easier for me as well. So I actually thought about going back to China. But it's only because my son is here, so it's delayed time after time.
就在这个时候呢，我认识了我现在的妻子王桂生。
And it's during this time I met my wife.
是她呢，就是彻底地改变了我今后的生活。
And she has helped me and turn my life around.
我说起我和我现在的妻子认识呢，这个当中呢，我不得不提这个当中还有一个重要的小媒人。 或者他应该说是个小天使。
There's definitely the leading of the Lord. My wife's and our romance marriage.
他是我一个好朋友的儿子，叫小文哲。他从他出生到离开我们才两个多月时间，但是这两个多月时间呢，可是文哲的爸爸是我的好朋友，文哲的奶奶是我妻子的干妈，所以他从出生到离开我们两个多月时间，他给我们这个家庭带来了很多的奇迹。
And it's through a little baby that's the son of my girlfriend, and I know his grandmother really well. And it's through the various miracles that happened to this baby.
我们呢，就是我和我的妻子是在他的这个满月的 party 上认识的。
And it's at his one-month birthday that I met my wife.
在这之前呢，我几个好朋友，他因为看我处境困难，他先后给我介绍过介绍过恐怕有十几位佳丽啊。
And before this, several of my good friends, they tried to introduce me to many other female companion.
当时呢，我们在一起就是接触了很长时间，就是很难这个擦出火花来。
But none of these relationship really worked or sparked.
我就在我那个小文哲的满月 party 上，和王贵生娘一见面啊，这个。哎呀，我们反正这把年纪了，说一见钟情很不太好，对吧？但是
this one month birthday party that I made my current wife sister Wang, and it's truly a love at first sight.
但是我们真的一见就对了眼，对，我后来就。很快就把他娶回家，但是我很快又搬到他家去了。
And we got married really quick.
我觉得呢，这个我和我妻子的结合是这个小文哲带来的，我们全家带来的奇迹之一，是吧？我还是再提一下他给我们这个大家庭。带来的第二个奇迹呢，就是文哲的父母亲，他们开始是，也是一个很坚定的无神论者，但是呢，都是因为他的这个来去啊、生活的布置、情感的布置，种种的原因，全部都把我们带到神的面前，带到教会来了。
And I think it's truly a miracle. The first miracle is through his birth that I met my wife and I can come into this marriage that's instituted by God. But the second miracle is also his death. This little baby's death brought our entire family before the Lord.
我今天正好是我和我妻子重返教会一周年的日子。所以呢，今天受洗，我觉得是一个非常非同寻常的日子，我心里非常的高兴，充满了喜乐，感谢大家。
And today is actually the first anniversary that I stepped into this fellowship.